630 Chad, this morning podcast with Stacey Brotzel and Daryl McIntyre.
And what's so great about the situation that we have here in Canada now, and in fact, in the entire continent, that little girls who are playing hockey have options.
Yeah, for the first time in a long time, to actually have a professional league that they can aspire to reach themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that's a great thing, to be inspired and be able to have that opportunity. But even along the way, with different levels of organized women's hockey, or you get into collegiate hockey, there are other people that they can look up to, other people who are helping to pave the way a little bit for them, perhaps. And at the same time, still paving their own way.
Well, of course. Right? Yeah. No, there's option, all the boys, they want to go to the NHL. Well, there's never been an NHL for girls and for women. Now there is, with the Professional Women's Hockey League, and maybe it's something that Caitlin Slater is looking into. She's a hockey goalie, a record-breaking hockey goalie over at Nate, breaking some provincial records, doing really, really well between the pipes, and she joins us on the line. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Good morning and welcome and congratulations on an amazing, I don't know, do we call it post-secondary career, college career, ACAC career? Either way, you're going to wrap up 5 years as a goaltender with the Ukes? Is that right? Five?
Yes, 5 years.
At Nate, how many diplomas do you have, Caitlin?
I am working on my third right now.
Wow, we're slackers at one Nate diploma each. So what have you been taking at Nate?
I started off with the personal fitness training diploma.
Yeah.
And then I did my x-ray diploma, and now I'm working on my MRI.
And at the same time, working on your game. Why did you choose Nate first off? And what did you expect when you went into the program for your goaltending career?
Well, firstly, I chose Nate in my grade 12 year of high school. I came and toured the city and the school, and I really liked the campus. And there are some great programs at Nate. I wasn't sure I wanted to go with my life, but I saw lots of potential. So that's kind of why I chose Nate. And I didn't expect much of my hockey career, but it's worked out well for me, and I've loved every second of being here.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Brandon, Manitoba.
Okay, and were there many opportunities? Obviously, you got to play in Brandon. What kind of opportunities did you have?
I played with a midget team an hour south of Brandon.
Like a boys midget team?
No, girl.
Okay.
Girls. Yeah, there wasn't many options right in Brandon, so I had to drive a little bit, but it was a great team, and I loved playing for them.
And obviously, opportunities just opened up once you moved to Edmonton and started at Nate. Tell us about, your career at Nate. Between the pipes as the Ukes goalie, you've broken one record and you've tied another really huge accomplishment.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, my time at Nate has been great. I've improved a lot as a player, and I've had great coaches that have helped me have success, and I've loved every second of it.
And you didn't mention the record, Caitlin. I'm not going to let you get away with that.
The record's pretty cool to get. It helps show myself how hard I've worked and how far I've come at Nate, so it's a pretty cool thing to be able to get my last year here.
And that is what, for the most wins? You already hold that record, and you're just going to keep building on it. Is that is that what it is?
So I broke that record in January, and hopefully I can add a few more wins on the end of the year here and maybe get the other one as well.
The other one being?
It was most shutouts of all time.
Because currently you're tied for the league career shutout record, right?
Yes, tied at 12.
That was like pulling teeth, Caitlin, trying to get you to talk about yourself and to build yourself up. Is that something that, that women maybe do more than men do?
Maybe that's something women do more than men. It's cool. I don't like to talk about myself too much, but I should give myself some more credit.
Yeah, you should. Well, we'll do it for you, but you should do it for yourself. Well, maybe, though, it's also part of, you know, letting your play do the talking. And we've heard that many times. But there are some opportunities for you now, perhaps. Now, not guaranteed, but maybe it's an opportunity that wouldn't have been there, say, a year ago. So you could always go into one of your chosen fields of study. Or do you think now about maybe trying to get into the Professional Women's Hockey League? Is that on your radar now?
I'm not totally sure, as it is something so new and it's pretty complicated to get into that world, I guess. It'd be awesome and a dream, but I'm not totally sure where my future is going to go with that right now.
So how do you get into it? What's the road?
You would probably get scouted during your college career, and then there's a draft that you'd have to get drafted in early in the year, and if you're on one of those teams' radars, it would work out. But yeah, there's a lot of girls that play hockey, so there's not a lot of spots right now.
Is it interest you enough to try to explore it a little bit more? I know your coach has talked about seeing some other ACAC players be able to go on to professional leagues. Do you start picking brains, or you know? Is it still you want to get through this season and then figure it out?
For right now, focusing on this season, then we'll see what the future brings. But like I said, I have a lot of great career options next as well. I'm excited for my future wherever it lies.
And unfortunately, right now, if you went into MRI tech, you're probably making way more money doing that than in the Professional Women's Hockey League.
Probably, unfortunately, but hopefully that will change in the future.
Hey, what do you go to school for? It's to create options for yourself, but you've also created a little bit of history as well. Congratulations on what has been an amazing a career at Nate. It's pretty awesome. Who's your goaltending hero of all time?
It would probably be Shannon Zabados, and she actually played for Nate, but over on the men's side years ago, when that was kind of more of the only option. But she's a great goalie. I've always looked up to her since I was younger, and a local hero here in Edmonton. And yeah, probably Shannon Zabados.
Have you ever had a chance to meet her?
No, I've never met her in person, no.
Well, thanks for joining us today. We really appreciate your time.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me on.
You betcha. It was fun. Good luck with the rest of the year and heading into playoffs and all the rest of that. Good luck.
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
And kick butt with your studies, too.
Oh, yeah, that.
Thank you.
Best MRI tech you can, but I'm sure if you're accomplished so much in hockey, I'm sure your grades are out of sight as well. Awesome. That's Caitlin Slater, hockey goalie. Nate Ooks broke a provincial record and has tied another one for most shutouts.
Yeah, and they still have some games. It looks like maybe playoffs coming up in March, so maybe she had an opportunity to get one more shutout, at least one more, and set another record. So
her desire to join the Professional Women's Hockey League was lukewarm at best, because you know when you look at the salaries in that league, between $35,000 and $80,000, and then you have to. I'm wondering if you have to move to one of those locations,
well,
and
I
it's a lot
so.
Of money.
I would think so.
All of those big centers, it's going to cost a lot of money to live there as well.
You'd try to save your per diems.
Saving per diems
but
in a
you know
professional
what?
Hockey league.
I can see why it would be lukewarm too, because it's not something that most girls have been able to dream about growing up.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to dream about anything, it's trying to make the national team into Olympics or the World Championships, that kind of thing, because that's really been that only high echelon goal that girl players could have. Some have gone to Europe and played a little bit, but not an awful lot. So
yeah, and I think
the dream hasn't been there.
Yeah, and the hype over the Professional Women's Hockey League is not there anymore. Right, like we heralded it for the first game, and then we don't even mention the scores. I don't even know who's playing. It's not on TV. I don't know where to find it, and it's just sort of has completely died out, which is a shame.
We don't have teams here, and maybe that's part of it for us. I'm not sure. I wonder what the impact has been down east where the teams are playing. Are they still getting some attention? I haven't heard about it. So I'm guessing probably not that much.
We talked about the lack of marketing and how we needed like at least a couple of players that we could watch and follow and get excited about. And it's just sort of fallen flat. And I'm wondering even about the future of the league and where it's going to go.
That didn't take long, did it?
No.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.